What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to talk that talk, and we talk it like no one else.
This is The Stinking Truth.
Now, here's your host, Mark Schlereth.
Hey, welcome into The Stinking Truth Podcast Tour. I'm in Buffalo right now. Sal Capaccio, WGR sideline reporter, always game day in Buffalo. Sal, man, how you doing, buddy? It's a pleasure to be on with you here in Buffalo.
Yeah, listen, man, it's always a pleasure to be on with you, Mark. And when you join the Always Game Day in Buffalo podcast with me and Matt Bove, it's always a great time. We get a lot of great reaction from fans out there. You're so highly respected. And I remember, you know, watching you back in the day and watching your career unfold in the media now. And it's awesome to be doing something like this with you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, this is so much fun, man. I've had a blast. I've been in New England. I've been with the Raiders, which, you know, for me is like eating a turd sandwich going on to the Raiders podcast. Bills, not so much. I still have a soft spot in my heart for the Bills, because I have so much respect for those 90s teams, how great they were, the athletes they had, the system they had. And it just becomes, the longer we get away from it, and I know you and I have talked about this, Sal, but the longer we get away from it, the more impressive going to four straight really has become. When you look at what they were able to do, it's just one of the best teams I've ever seen in the history of the National Football League. And it's a shame. So we hope, like, there's part of me, you know, I'm a Broncos guy. I'm a Redskin guy. Once a Redskin, always a Redskin. But there is hope for me. If the Broncos can't go, I think the Bills are my next choice. Like, the Bills are the ones I want to see go and do something special and win a championship.
You know, I hear that from a lot of people, no doubt about it, because I think they have this type of culture and atmosphere that people gravitate to, right? This college atmosphere here, it's Bills Mafia. We know what Bills Mafia is all about. And it's just not the craziness that you see on those viral videos. It's really the passion. It is like a college atmosphere here, and it's great. You know, I always tell people, Mark, we're not New York City. We're not Chicago. We're not L.A. It's just a big enough city that we have NFL football here and people love it and they're so passionate about it. It's like being in the SEC, which is great. And that's what people care about. It's Buffalo Bills, it's chicken wings, it's Niagara Falls. That's what you get asked about when you live here in Buffalo.
You know, one of the great things is the old Rich Stadium, you know, that you guys still playing and you're building a new stadium. But one of the coolest things, there's only two places I can remember that have this kind of authenticity and like that natural, just we're in this thing together, fans. And I don't think as a player, I don't think I ever truly respected what the fans put into the game, because I was so myopic in my vision of what I needed to do. And so I didn't really ever take time to kind of sit back and watch it. But one of the cool things, it's Buffalo and it's Green Bay. you drive down this little street and there are people that open up their front yards to park, like parking right here in my front yard on the grass. Like, I'm such a freak show when it comes to my grass. Like, there is nobody parking on my grass. Stop it. Right. But no doubt. I'm watching these guys, like, and you pull in and you're seeing this little neighborhood with these tiny little houses and, you know, people parking and everything else. And then all of a sudden, bam, the stadium's right there. And I always thought it was one of the coolest things in the world to be able to go in there and have that kind of atmosphere. And the Bills have been, you know, the Bills have just been unbelievable with their passion, their connection to the team, to the city. And the crazy thing is, it's Buffalo. You know, you get the lake, the lake effect, snow and all that kind of stuff. And I know so many guys that play there that are just like, man, I'm part of the fabric of this community. I'm like, we're staying here. We're staying in Buffalo.
That's right.
And it's a testament to just the organization. It's a testament to the city. It's a testament to the fans who just have such reverence for the guys who played there. So I really appreciate the organization in general.
And I'll say this, you know, I was just at Jim Kelly's Celebrity Golf Classic last week. And, you know, I grew up here. I grew up in Buffalo and I left for 16 years. My radio career took me to Florida. I came back. I always joke, I'm the only man in America who chose to leave Florida to move to Buffalo, New York. But you know why? Yeah. It's a special place. And when you see Jim Kelly still living here and Thurman Thomas still living here and Steve Tasker still living here, I think it says a lot about the area and what people think about the people here. Right. No doubt about it. It's a great quote from Jerry Glanville. Actually, Jerry Glanville said one time, he said, Buffalo made my wife cry twice. He was an assistant in Buffalo back in the 80s. He said, once, the first time when I told her we had to move to Buffalo, second time when I told her we had to leave because we were fired.
Yeah.
Buffalo made it because he didn't want to leave. It's great. It's a great city. It's a great place. And that stadium, by the way, right across the street, not going to change anything. It's going to be amazing. This is the last year at the current Highmark Stadium, the old Rich Stadium, as you say. Mm-hmm. How great would it be to end it with an AFC championship and Josh Allen walking off the field holding that trophy on the way to near his hometown in San Francisco to play Super Bowl.
Yeah, that would be tremendous. And I tell you, I had a great, you know, I've done a couple of Buffalo games, so I've talked to Josh Allen a couple of times, but I hosted an event when he was a young player. Maybe it was right after his rookie season. And, you know, I'll mix it up with guys, right? I still have that kind of locker room mentality a little bit when I'm mixing up with guys. And a lot of guys don't know how to handle it. They're like, ooh, what? Josh Allen just went right back over the top. I mean, he was crushing me. And we had, like, it was so much fun. And he is so sharp. He's so witty. But, again, I think the biggest thing about playing this game, regardless of position, is how you take information through your eyes, how quickly you process it, and you make an instant snap decision. And that decision, you know, 99 times out of 100 is correct. The great players have that ability. The guys who fail coming out of college that can run 40s and can bench press and can do all those things, they can't process fast enough. That is a God-given skill, just like throwing a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. You're either born with it or you're not born with it. And the guys, to me, that have that ability are the guys that become great players. And he certainly is one of the greatest players in this league. So much fun to watch. He's a big time competitor, does so many things well. I enjoy watching Buffalo play.
You know, and I don't think Josh gets enough credit for that cerebralism, I guess you'd say, that you just talk about, because that is a big part of his game. It's not just the athleticism. It's not just him being a beast and being able to throw the ball a mile and run the ball the way he can. It is really a part of his game and the organization too, right? And I know we'll talk about the organization, Mark, but I've always said this. I believe this. Now, I've been through several different regimes here. And I've several different coaching staffs. I've been on the sidelines for 12 years. I understand how this all kind of works together. And one thing I've learned in that time, and I think you'd agree with this, is how much the organization also truly matters to develop people and having the right people around you. Because, you know, Josh has all this talent, but it has to be cultivated. He was a very, very polarizing prospect coming out.
Yeah.
I believe this, Mark. I always say this. I think if Josh Allen was drafted by the Jets, he'd still be pretty good. He wouldn't be the league MVP, though, because they wouldn't know how to develop him correctly with their track record. I think if Sam Darnold was drafted by the Bills, he wouldn't be the league MVP, but he'd be a pretty good quarterback because the Bills would have a plan for him. And I do think that all matters. And that's why this team, under Brandon Bean, under Sean McDermott, the way they develop player development in this organization, I believe, is second to none in this league. I mean, there's guys in this league, on this practice squad have been here 3 years. You didn't realize it because suddenly in year three or year four, they're contributing. Like, oh, where'd that guy come from? Well, he's been on the practice squad and they've been developing him, and now he can play a role.
There's always it's always interesting because you look at what happened last year with Brandon Bean and people were going crazy, right? Oh my God, we're getting rid of the receivers and like, oh, what are we going to do and how are we going to operate this offense? And you start looking for opportunities to take your quarterback off the high dive.
Yep.
And I'm right. telling you, there are so many organizations. I look at Cincinnati and I feel sorry for Joe Burrow because, you know, they'll sit there and say, it's all about wide receivers and we got to do this and we're going to have him in shotgun 96% of the time. And he's going to throw the ball all over the place and we're going to just run, you know, completely out of gun and what that does and how that limits your game and all these different things. And I get this all the time when I'm traveling around the league and I'm talking to coordinators or head coaches that are on the offensive side of the ball that will sit there and say, hey, listen, you know, I want to get these guys into premium plays every time. And I'm like, bullshit. Like sometimes, you know what you got to do? Sometimes you got to walk up the line of scrimmage on first down and just pound the crap out of somebody. And that has got to be part of your game plan. This play, 18 handoff force, good against everything. Right? Doesn't matter what they get in. We have a plan to run it on that. And we're going to take our quarterback off the high dive. 65 plays. He's going to be on the high dive 50 of them. Right? But why are we going to have him on 65 times? Why can we not give him a mental break? And that's what you're talking about. And that's what they did last year. And I will tell you, you know, I had an interesting conversation when Joe Brady came in the league from LSU. And your guys' offensive coordinator, what a great job he has done. Yeah. So Joe Brady comes in and he's with Carolina and I'm talking to Matt Rhule and I'm talking to Joe Brady and I ended up doing a game. I'm in Carolina and talked to Matt Rhule for a while. I'm out there on Sunday and then Joe Brady and I probably talked to Joe Brady 30 minutes, whatever it was, just about the run game. And it's really interesting because I had this same conversation with Cliff Kingsbury. And when you play in that kind of air raid college system, spread system, hash marks wider, you know, you don't control the middle of the football field. And your four best eligibles, right, are your wide receivers. So you get out of tight ends, you get out of that system, and everything is run out of gun, you know, and all that other. And so we sat down and just talked about the zone running game, wide yep. zone. For about 30 minutes, right? Just kind of what my thought process was when I was running. And I'm not saying that I had any effect on Joe Brady, but Joe Brady sitting back, you know, getting demoted, getting fired, whatever it is, coming back, you know, going through the steps again and learning, you know, offense from a professional standpoint versus a collegiate standpoint. It takes a lot of humility to do that. And he has become one of the best. James Cook, 16 touchdowns last year, running the ball. Some of their design QB stuff when they get into the red zone or the high red zone, it's phenomenal. And he's done a great job of transitioning from, all right, here's what works in college. Here are the pieces that we can take from that. But because of those hash marks, because we don't have a wide side of the football field, because tight ends become paramount in controlling the safeties in the middle of the football field, and because we get so much quarters, especially down in the red zone, that kind of defensive look, we have to restructure in our brains what actually operates. So I have nothing but the utmost respect for what Joe Brady has done, what Brandon Bean has done, what Sean McDermott has done, understanding that. Now, come playoff time, right, we got to adhere to our identity, and that would be my one criticism. Sometimes come playoff time, I think there's almost a panic stricken. You know, they've beaten Kansas City four times in the regular season. They've lost four times in the playoffs, two AFC championship games, and a lot of that comes down to that kind of, we got to do something or we got to be somebody who we're not. And my experience is, man, lean into what you are and know that that's good enough to win regardless. And I'd like to see it happen. I certainly would.
Yeah. And listen, I think all your points are valid and they're great. And Joe, he coached at LSU he had Joe Burrow and he mm-hmm. had Jamar Chase and he had Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And, you know, they're just slinging the ball around the place and doing everything. Goes back to the NFL. Obviously, doesn't work out in Carolina. Comes to Buffalo and he works his way up. He was under, obviously, Ken Dorsey, they moved on from. And the Bills really wanted to kind of lean into the 12 personnel. And they've done that a lot. That's one running back, two tight ends for people who don't know. But, you know, they've done that a lot. And they've kind of structured their team. Dalton Kincaid, first round draft pick, you know, pass catcher. Dawson Knox, a little bit of everything. They've drafted Jackson Hawes, a best blocking tight end. But I think a lot about, and actually, you're a guy I think a lot about for this because, Mark, you played under Alex Gibbs. And Alex Gibbs was an incredible offensive line coach in that system. And I remember back in the day, I was a high school football coach in the late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. And you guys ran the ball so well in Denver. And everybody said, man, the offensive line in Denver is so good, but yet they're so light. I'm like, wait a minute. They're good because they're light, because they're athletic and they can move around and they can do so many things that other teams can't do. And now football's cyclical, right? We go through the early 2000s. Maybe you go back to a little more heavy. And then it becomes a little bit more again. If you're going to play in space, you got to play in space. Why does it work for the Bills from your standpoint with James Cook, and how have the Bills been able to really take James Cook's strengths as a smaller running back, 16 touchdowns, run this type of offense? I think a lot about going back to those Denver days and what you guys were able to do.
Yeah, I think there's so many things. When you're good at running the football, you really know, you really understand what everybody's responsibilities are. And I think it comes down to a couple of different things. One, we used to coach the crap out of this. They're doing it in Denver right now. I've been to every training camp in Denver. And I did something on this podcast a couple of weeks ago about entry points. And coaching up the running back's entry point, where you're supposed to enter the line of scrimmage based on where you line up in a static position. And so when everybody starts moving in that zone, right, we all go this way, that alignment will move, right? That spot. So if you're the inside hip of the tight end, it's going to move. Well, you don't go to where it is. You enter where it lined up statically, right? You're on line of scrimmage with your hand in the dirt. We used to coach the crap out of that. And then ultimately, the other thing is, and two other things, your receivers have to understand and have to be unselfish.
Yep.
You know, I've told coaches before, you know what you ought to do with that receiver? You ought to make him line up and guard and take one-on-ones against the defensive lineman and get the piss beat out of him, so he understands what I'm doing for him to be successful. Like, that's what you ought to do. One practice ago, go in here, you're taking one-on-ones, and we're going to beat you down. Just so you understand the importance, when we ask you to be a push-crack player on a safety, you need to be a push-crack player on a safety. You need to get your nose in there, because that's the difference between a four-yard gain and a 40-yard gain, right? So you have to have receivers that understand the importance and their role in the running game. The other thing is, man, you got to have a smart back.
Yeah.
So when you start looking at fronts, so for instance, if we have a five technique outside shade on the offensive tackle and what I would call a seven technique, right? A Sam backer on the line of scrimmage outside shade of the tight end, that Sam Baker, unless somebody else walks down on the line of scrimmage, that Sam is responsible for what? Turning the ball back inside, right? Setting an edge. We hear it all the time. So as a running back, you have to look at that before you take the ball and you see your entry point and go, okay, wait a minute. Odds are I'm cutting this thing back. Now, I'm not going to predetermine it, but that's what this read, this defense tells me. So when you start going through as a running back every single position and you go, okay, listen, man, that dude's an edge setter, so I'm going to press it. If he dips inside, I can pop out and I'm going to be one-on-one with the corner. And we used to say, if your back can't beat a corner one-on-one in the running game, you need a new back, right? We need a new back. So you're like, I'm going to be aware if he pinches, like if he makes a mistake, but the odds are I'm going to start now sifting hole to hole. So now I press C gap. Now I go B gap, backside A, or front side A gap, then backside A gap. And the backside A gap is where most of those big runs hit. And they look dramatic. They look dramatic. But if you hit the right entry point, they're not dramatic. They're really, because the defense is flowing, that's really just a 1 or 2 yard cut. And so then you start going, okay, well, one of the problems with all the gun that we run in the National Football League is now if your running back is plus or minus, meaning if your running back is plus, you know, he's on the side of the tight end, then you're running belly weak, right? Yep. And you're running that belly, you're running that mid zone. And if he's minus tight end, then you're running strong. And those are really, there's a few pitch plays and things that exist out of those formations, or maybe a weak counter or whatever, but it really limits what you do. And it really dictates, hey man, if he's on that side, the odds are 80% of the time they're running to this side. And so you cut off your ability to run wide zone out of gun. You can't run it because the quarterback on the inside handoff cuts off his path to wide zone. So it's got to be a mid zone play. And so just the fact that you can get under center really helps you establish a better run game and a better feel. Or if you run it out of pistol, you can do it out of pistol as well. But yeah, it's a really, it's a, it, it's fascinating to me. And it's fascinating to me that like the running game has had this resurgence.
Yes.
But one of the reasons it has fallen off is because that's not how you get head coaching jobs.
No, that's 100% right.
You get head coaching jobs by developing quarterback and throwing it all over the ball yard. But, you know, there's the old saying, my old coach who passed away just a few weeks ago out of University of Idaho, my first offensive line or my second offensive line coach. But I was the first player ever to go pro that he coached. And just dear friends. And he was a great head coach, our great O-line coach, Dan Cazzetto. And he used to say, hey, you pass to score, but you run to win games. Yeah. And you got to run. That was always his thing. You got to run the ball. And I'm 100% on that. And the other thing, you talk about the two tight ends, the extra offensive linemen, the Bills run.
Yeah, the Bills last year, I think, ran more six offensive linemen than any team in the league. But what they did this year was they went and drafted the best blocking tight end in the draft, Jackson Hawes. Now, instead of saying, hey, this guy is coming eligible, he's not going to go out for a pass, now they have the ability to actually throw him the ball or have him block.
Right, which is awesome. And one thing it does is it makes the defense give you a tell.
Yep.
What are we going to run? Because the defenses have gotten cocky to the point of we as offensive coaches, we don't make them respect what we do. They've gotten cocky and saying we can match up nickel to any personnel grouping. We can match up dime to any personnel grouping. We just need one linebacker. And the damn linebackers are 215 pounds, run like the wind, right? 220 yep. pounds. And your Buffalo Bills just line up and go, oh, that's the game you want to play? Okay, we're just going to pile drive yep. you. We're going to, and they do. Their offensive line, I think Dawkins is freaking amazing. Yep. He's a great player. He's so much fun to watch. The guy I really enjoyed last year was Spencer Brown.
Yeah,
right. He's got some nastiness to him, right?
He does.
And
he does.
I just like the way they play the game. And then, like you said, you get into 12, and if you want to match us up in nickel, man, we are just gonna
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Gonna bludgeon you. And then if you want to match us up in, you know, in base, well, we can run by you. Like our tight ends can crush you. So I love their use of personnel groupings and the way they operate as an offense.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, you're speaking my language. I'm an old wing T guy. Talking about belly, baby.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Talking about running belly weak, belly strong. We would play calling too. It's belly, belly sweep counter right down the field. You get that tight end get that defensive end in conflict. Belly, belly sweep counter down the field. I love it. Right. And then
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're right about that. I think it's awesome. I'm glad you brought up nickel. And this is how teams are playing. The Bills really also run more nickel than any team in the league. And the reason is they have Taron Johnson, who's amazing, right? He's an all pro. But what we've seen over the last few years, Mark, is teams starting to do that to the Bills. They're taking advantage a little bit of the Bills having two linebackers and an extra DB on the field. So I think the Bills have to have a bit of a change of philosophy this year. Shaq Thompson was brought back here this year. He was a player for Sean McDermott in Carolina, a little bit of a big nickel. I think maybe you'll see a little bit more base this year. But really, what they have to do better is get to the quarterback. The thing that's really hurt them in the playoffs is not getting to Patrick Mahomes. That's what the Eagles did. That's what the Bucs did. That's why they won Super Bowls. Even the Texans did it the week before they played the Bills last year here, and the Texans lost the game. So what they do? They go out and sign Joey Bosa. Yes, he's had an injury history, but this guy is one of the best at it in the game when he is healthy. They draft Deion Walker, who's had an amazing preseason, TJ Sanders. I think that's where this team really has to take a step, because even though they were great at turnovers last year, that's not a strategy to rely on in football games.
Yeah. I mean, we always said, turnovers are like bananas. They come in bunches. And you very rarely will ever lead the league 1 year and lead the league the next year. Only 8 turnovers on offense. What do they end up having? 32 takeaways last year. Like, they were amazing, but you can't rely on that. And so it's the overall effect. You know, it's like boxing, the body blows. You've got to get to the point where you're hitting and affecting the quarterback. You're getting him off his spot. You're making him have to throw over the hands of a guy. You know, you're hitting him late. You're doing, like, you know, I mean, within reason late, you know, anymore, the quarterback.
You're making him feel it.
So you've got to be able to do those things. The thing I find, you know, as an ex-offensive lineman is – I love teams that just lined up and played the same dudes, you know, and that's really not how the league operates anymore.
Right.
But you need a plethora of guys on the D-line that can rotate, that have different skills, that all of a sudden you get, you get the versatility of a guy that's a defensive end, but he's a really good pass rusher to get down when you get into nickel fronts, and he can get down in over the guards. And then it's about, you know, your game planning, your ability to create your one-on-one matchups where you want them. Based on what they do, how their offense works, where they protect. When you have a guy on the defensive side of the ball who really understands protection and really understands, like, a walk up linebackers, and, you know, I think the other big thing for them is Milano's health. Like, he's a big time football player, man. And I don't know statistically where he's at. Like, I don't do a lot with stats. Like, they don't mean a whole lot to me.
But he means a lot, no matter what.
Everything to me is eyeball test, and that dude just runs the defense, and he flies around, and he just makes plays. And, you know, they were the worst team in the league last year as far as third down conversions.
Right.
Like, worst defense in third down conversion. You've got to be better. And a lot of that, to me, says is really third down conversions to me are more about first down success. when you have first down and you get first down and you're in second down in four, well, shoot, you're going to have a lot of success on third downs. So it's really about bolstering up your first downs, making sure you're limiting offenses and getting them in second down and seven plus predictable situations where now you can become the dictator on defense, where you can dictate the offense and say, this is the way we're going to operate. So those are the things I think that need to happen with this defense. But I love the rotation. I'm a, you know, I like the Bosa pick. He's got to be on a pitch count, a rotational pitch count. I love that because Rousseau and some of the other guys they have off the edge, I think, are good players. I love the Larry Ogunjobi pick inside as a rotational piece, right? So I just think they've done a really good job of bolstering some of the weaknesses they needed in free agency and then continuing to go after guys that are going to be difference makers in the draft.
Yeah, and listen, that third down stuff is so true. Milano wasn't on the field for most of last year. He was hurt, yeah, right? And that really impacted them on third down, no doubt about it. The other thing that really hurt him on third down we could talk about here is because it relates to now is one of the big concerns is the safety position. Taylor Rapp is a nice player for them. They really love what he can do. Cole Bishop was drafted second round last year, but he had this big injury in training camp. He missed a lot of development time, mm-hmm. So they really never got to him. DeMar Hamlin made some plays, but DeMar Hamlin has a ceiling. There's a floor where he can help you, but he has a ceiling. They yeah. need more big plays from their safety position. I had a fascinating discussion. I loved it with Bobby Babich just last week. And I asked him about how safety play has changed in this league over the years. Mark, when you played, there was a free and there was a strong. There's a free and strong, right? It's right. Two guys that just play off each other. And Bobby comes from 46 single, right? That's Doug yeah. Plank, Chicago Bears. That's sure. why it's called 46, right? And he went through the history lesson, which I loved. I'm a history guy for football. But what he said was the big thing now is you got to have safeties who play in space. You got to have safeties who play in space because you're asking them to do so much. And the Bills were spoiled here in Buffalo for 9 years or so. 8 years with Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde. They're gone now,
Mike. They're great.
And now they have to kind of replace and replicate that. And you just can't do that on the fly, right? Those guys were so good. But it also speaks to the continuity of the organization and what they've had here for this time period to be able to rely on those guys. That's an area where there's some concern from the fans. But take us into maybe, if you can, about transitioning and having guys who, look, we've had these guys who were great all pros for years and years. Now we have to kind of change a little bit on who we have and what we're relying on back there.
It goes back to your development talk. I remember as a first year player it was in my sixth year, but my first year in Denver, and we had a guy, Anthony Miller, who's an all pro wide receiver. And we come into 96 and they release him. And we're like, dude, he just went to the Pro Bowl. What do you mean you're releasing him? And they said, and I didn't even know who Rod Smith was. They said, Rod Smith was on a practice squad. He had one, you know, his first catch in the NFL was a touchdown over Darryl Green against Washington. And then he rarely ever got on the field then in 1995. And they said, I remember Alex Gibbs coming in a meeting, you know, because everybody was like, oh, shoot, they just cut Anthony Miller, and said, the kid we have on practice squad is the best damn football player maybe on this roster. And if we put him in the backfield at running back, he rushed for 1,400 yards. This mm-hmm. kid is going to be special. And sure enough, he was. That goes back to your development talk. The thing about safety that's weird or interesting to me is you talked about the free, the true free, and the true strong. Now those guys have to be interchangeable parts, right?
Right.
They have to sit back there because everybody plays a shell, and they have to sit back there, and they've got to be able to cover deep on both sides, but they've got to be able to run read their run keys and come up and run support. And so you're sitting with your heels at 12, right? You're playing some form of quarters or cover six or whatever you're playing, and you've got those run key reads, that tight end blocks down. You got to trigger and be at the line of scrimmage when the running back gets there. And then you have to have the wherewithal and the ability to defend the post or to bend the, you know, the, if we're running two, the smash, right? With the wide receiver out there hooking up, and then they're trying to get the corner on you, right? And you've got to be able to run, undercut it or stay on top of it. Like, there's a lot that goes on to playing that position. And so you got to have guys that are unbelievable athletes that have great ball skills, but have, more important than ball skills is balls. They got to have the balls to run up and be your run defenders. And so, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. That position, I'll tell you the other position, when I talk to defensive coordinators around the league, And I have to leave on this because I got to do my radio show.
Yeah, for sure. But
when I talk to defensive coordinators around the league, and it's fascinating to me, is the one position they'll all tell you is if you don't have a nickel.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I don't have a nickel. You can't play defense.
That's right.
We got to have a dude that, number one, you got every route combination, right? Because you got inside, outside, right? You got all the little option routes. So you got to be able to man-to-man. You got to have great spatial awareness in your zone drops, right? And then you got to be able to run support.
That's right.
And yeah. So you're playing linebacker, essentially, on the outside when they remove the will and they put the nickel in. You're playing linebacker. And, oh, by the way, you know, you're also got to be our best cover guy because the dude you have, you don't have the sideline as an extra defender to, you know, to funnel a guy, or you can't play outside leverage and funnel a guy into your safety. Like, you are mano a mano out there. And
the Bills have an all-pro in Taron Johnson, but they also like to play big nickel once in a while. That's where Shaq Thompson comes in to mitigate that. I know you got to run. I'm going to share this story with you because you'll appreciate it after the safety talk. So I played safety in high school and I was a smaller guy. I was more of a center fielder type guy, but I remember going to Bills games and they had Leonard Smith and Mark Kelso, right?
Uh-huh.
And you remember these guys.
Sure.
And I remember I go to a game and they got beat like on three post patterns throughout the day. And I go to my high school football coach, my defensive coordinator at the time, Carl Curris, who you would love. He founded what we call here the Trench Trophy, given to the best high school lineman every year here in New York. And he founded this award and I love him for it. And I said, Coach, how come the Bills just keep getting beat on these post patterns? I don't understand these. He's two really good safeties. And he said, Sal, because Leonard Smith just wants to go down and take the paint off guys' helmets and doesn't care and vacates his zone. And Mark Kelso's not fast enough to cover for him. And it always stuck with me because nowadays, you better be able to do both, baby.
By the way, Sal, I am going to steal that line. I'll use it in a broadcast. This dude just wants to take the paint off of helmets. I'm going to write it. I'm like, literally, I got my daily notebook here. I got my little daily devotional. You can see every day I'm in here, right here. I'm in my notebook every day. I'm old, so I write everything down. You know how that goes. But I'm putting there. Dude just wants to take the paint off of helmets. That'll be Sal. So my rule of thumb is the first time I say it, Sal, I'll credit you.
Okay. Then you can use it.
The second time I'll say some guy I know told me this. The third time it becomes mine. So there by the go. Time from now until I do the first broadcast of the season, I'm in Jacksonville. When I hit the third broadcast of the season, it'll just be mine. So
okay.
Just understand when you hear it, you go, I know where he got it
I'll
from.
I'll still take credit for giving it to Mark Schlereth on the Stinking Truth podcast. No doubt, brother.
Man, it's a pleasure, man. Thank you so much. And like I said, seriously, for Buffalo, all you fans out there, I hope I made you cry in 1991 when we whipped your ass in the Super Bowl. I hope you cried like a baby, but I am with you guys. As Alex Gibbs used to say, and I'll leave you with this, I'm with you, win or tie. Lose, and we're going to have an issue. All right?
Well, listen, I could talk ball all day. I love talking football, as you can tell, and you're one of the best at it, so I appreciate you having me today.
You got it, man. Take care. For everybody involved in the Stinking Truth podcast, we thank you so much. Hey, for you guys with the Bills, always game day in Buffalo. Love you guys, and we'll talk to you down the road.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.